This Week in the Civil War, by July 18, 1863, Confederate General John Hunt Morgan was about to complete the first week of his abortive raid into the American North. Hunt and approximately 2,500 cavalry left Kentucky on July 11th, crossing the Ohio River into Indiana, where his troops plundered Corydon, the former capital. Hunt's 1,000-mile raid spread great fear throughout the American North. Martial law was declared in Cincinnati and other northern cities. Yet Union forces successfully prevented Morgan from recrossing the Ohio River, constantly forcing him toward the northeast. By July 19th, Morgan's force, defeated in several skirmishes, numbered no more than 400 weary troops, now actively pursued by the Northern Army. Within another week, at Salinasville, Ohio, in the far northeastern corner of the state, Hunt would eventually surrender with his remaining raiders. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.